Once a year, San Francisco becomes a magnet for comedians from all over the country. It's SF Sketchfest, and it's happening right now. Part of this year's festival includes a tribute to a local comedy team that pioneered improvisational comedy right here on the streets of San Francisco. In the 1960s, Jim Coyle and Mal Sharpe staged pranks on unsuspecting citizens and tourists. Using hidden microphones, they recorded these absurd and often surreal encounters, which were broadcast on their radio show Coyle and Sharpe on the Loose. Well, Jim Coyle passed away over 20 years ago. Mal Sharpe has continued on in the entertainment business, playing trombone and hosting a jazz show on KCSM. And today he's talking comedy, sharing his favorite man on the street moments with our own Ben Trefney.
Well, years ago, Ben, my partner and I, Jim Coyle, wandered up into the Excelsior District in San Francisco. And we had our hidden tape recorder and went into this drugstore. And there was a guy at the end of the counter there. And I put the briefcase down on the counter in front of him.
Hi, sir. Hi there. Here in your drugstore, do you have anything that we can use to sterilize?
What do you want to sterilize?
Operating equipment. Let me just say this right away. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to perform an operation, or what you'd call an operation, on this man. I think I read enough about the thing that I can do it.
And somehow we got in this conversation with this pharmacist. We wanted him, that my partner Jim wanted to perform an operation on me. He wanted to cut open my chest and look into my heart. And we wanted to get some surgical implements. And what did he have for sale there that day? And this guy turned out to be one of the nicest guys. I mean, he just pleaded with us that this was a crazy thing to do, you know, despite the fact that Coyle told him he had gone to high school for 3 years. He had completed 3 years of high school and had studied some medical book for 3 days or something like that, and we could do it. And I remember the pharmacist says, well, you know,
for 2 days, doctors go to medical school for 4 full years.
Yeah, but they're going to operate on the whole human body. Many.
What's the difference?
This is just one little thing I have a fan.
The body is connected.
Can I just? And it was just a wonderful about 15 minutes of us trying to buy the equipment. We told them we were going to do the operation around the corner in a station wagon, around the corner from the little pharmacy. He pleaded with us not to do it. I don't know. I can just remember that day vividly. And then we would go out. We left the little drugstore, and we would walk up the street and sit down in an alley or something and rewind. You had to rewind this thing by hand, a Mohawk tape recorder, and then listen to Monroe Mendelson. That was the guy's name, the pharmacist. Listen to him yelling
about
at us.
Some antiseptic powder.
I won't advise you. I won't even mislead you or lead you. One
bandages.
I won't do a thing for you.
Aspirin.
I'm against it.
How about if we get the station wagon across the street and if anything comes up,
I'm against this.
I just come in and tell you.
I'm against this. If you're across the street, I'll call the police.
Really?
I will get some.
So that's the voice of Monroe Mendelson in conversation with Mal Sharpe and Jim Coyle as part of Coyle and Sharpe's Man on the Street interviews. So what inspired you to do these Man on the Street interviews in the first place?
Well, I met this guy Coyle in a what they had in San Francisco, and then were these sort of boarding houses. They call them residence clubs. And there was a guy sitting at the table one day with a couple of girls. We were sitting there having supper, and he was telling them how, although he looked young, he was a veteran of the Spanish Civil War, and he was involved in some kind of scientific project to regress his age, and they would go out on rocks and the headlands and lie on these rocks. And he's going through this whole thing, and these girls were just amazed.
Oh, yeah, because he's like a cross between Ernest Hemingway, Allen Ginsberg, and Albert Einstein.
Yeah, something. And I'm going, there's something going on here. So I winded up, and I spotted him in his room, and I said, what was that all about? You know, and it turned out he was just putting them on. And he just could not help himself. This guy, Coyle, had a brilliant mind, and he was an obsessive, you know, person to do this, these sort of pranks. But so I started out hanging with him. He would turn his shirt collar on backwards and pose as a priest, and we'd get in movies for free and stuff like that. And finally, we decided just to record some of these things. We went down to Brooks Camera in downtown San Francisco, where all the private eyes hung out, and they set us up. They had recording devices with a little hidden tape recorder. And we put it in a briefcase, and we started walking around San Francisco just pulling all this these things, you know.
Tell me about one of the early ones that you did with Jim Coyle. One of the first pranks that you pulled with that recorder in the suitcase.
Well, we went, this was over near on California Street, out of California Street. I remember we walked into a big garage.
We have a few vehicles, actually, that we'd like somebody with some mechanical skill to do some work on.
There was a mechanic working in there. And we told him that some uncle of ours had this big compound in Pacific Heights. And he had cut us off. He had cut us out of the will. And we had some armored vehicles that we wanted to mount some machine guns on.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I don't normally do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll pay and so on. And another aspect of it is, probably by the end of the week we'd want it.
You want it done by the end of the week?
Yeah, we have 15 vehicles.
15 vehicles?
Yeah. Yes.
And you want these guns mounted on there?
Yeah, they're not heavy cannons like you see in a tank. We have some machine guns, 50 caliber.
I mean, bear in mind, now this stuff sounds like it could happen, right?
You know? Yeah. He would call the cops.
What?
He would probably call the cops.
Today?
Yeah.
But we had these vehicles, you know, and we wanted to bring them in, these armored vehicles, and we just wanted these things mounted on them because we were going to attack this compound in Pacific Heights. And we got into some big elaborate discussion with him about, you know, that he could go with us. You know, he could be a commander in our battalion, you know, because he could, if any of our tanks got disabled, he could hop out and crawl under and repair them, you know, during the armored attack.
Good strategy.
Yeah, and all this sort of thing.
Come on, fellas, there must be more to this than what I know, isn't there?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I don't know. It just don't seem logical that you would pick me or my place of business to do this sort of stuff.
Well, you have a large place. You have room for troops to mass. Yeah, could I ask you this? I know you're a little hesitant about it.
Well, sure. I mean, the more I hear about it, then naturally I'm getting involved in something I don't know anything about.
Why?
I don't know. I mean,
what about it?
If something seems illegal here, I don't know what.
And what seems illegal?
I, not being an attorney, just being an ordinary common layman mechanic, I couldn't tell you.
Isn't what there seems? Warfare? What
isn't
seems?
There well, warfare? I'm pretty sure that if I took a machine gun and mounted it on that car there and went down Geary Street, I'd have every cop on my tail.
So when you think back to the days working with Jim, walking the streets, getting these men on the street interviews in San Francisco, what do you think of most fondly back then?
I think of sunny days. I think of doing these really wild things. It was so satisfying, you know. I think of, you know, getting up in the morning, meeting Coyle in a coffee shop. We would premise, kind of come up with ideas, you know, see a streetlight outside the coffee shop and write down a word like human. You could be a human lamppost, you know, or something like that. And we'd write down 20 or 30 of these ideas and then walk out into San Francisco, you know, where we go today, Market Street, you know, the Produce District, let's go to the Excelsior, you know. It was very free and easy. Every once in a while, someone would call the cops on us. We'd have to run and get on the streetcar. You know, there was always a little element of danger in what we were doing. And it was just fun. I found Jim a very engaging and intelligent guy, a total maniac. If you've ever seen any film of him, the minute you see him, you can see how crazy he is, even though he's conventional looking. Sort of a bit like you, Ben.
You know. Oh, you have no idea.
Well, that's the story, you know. Yeah.